I'm Ahmed Jabala. This is my mom, Husnal Mashtuli. We're here too for an abusive process in regards to my dad's case. Basically, he has been arrested since August 2001, and it's been almost 2 years now, and there has not been anything against him, and we think it's unfair, and we are trying to correct the situation and finish the case.
My name is Matthew Behrens. I'm with Homes Not Bombs in Toronto. We've been involved with this case for almost 2 years. Allegedly, Mr. Jabala had made calls to an organization in London which does work around refugees who are coming from Egypt, and he called this number on the advice of his Canadian immigration lawyer. And yet CSIS is saying this is evidence that he is associated with an Islamic terrorist group, because CSIS believes that there are some members of that group who work in that office or are associated with that office. Well, if that's the case, why isn't the Canadian immigration lawyer similarly on trial in the same way that Mr. Jabala is? So again, a little insignificant piece of information like that, like he has made a certain phone call, that's not enough to convict someone of being a terrorist and to deport them to Egypt, where they face being, you know, jailed, tortured, and possibly murdered as well. Yet it seems to be good enough for CSIS and good enough for the immigration minister.
As far as I know, it's very possible that he may be tortured or killed and face persecution, and if we also go back, we will face persecution as well. I left Egypt when I was at the age of around 3, so I don't remember anything, but as far as I know is that, like, my parents faced a lot of hardship in Egypt, and my dad was arrested over 7 times, and basically for no reason at all, and every time he was declared innocent, so it's kind of a life that no one would like to live, and that's why they decided to leave.
Well, what's been going on in court today is Mr. Galati has been filing an abusive process motion, in which he's basically saying the whole way in which Mr. Jabala has been treated is a complete abuse, and based on a whole different pieces of case law, that he should basically be released. Dr. Ali Hindi, who's the imam at the Salah Adeen Mosque in Scarborough, also spoke, and Mr. Hindi has been involved in trying to help raise bail money for some of the families who have been affected by this. And when he was recently coming back from the Hajj and he stopped over in Cairo, he was detained at the request of CSIS by Egyptian security figures, and he was threatened, and basically he was told, do not associate with these people. We don't want you helping out these families, and you don't realize how easy it is for someone like yourself to disappear and end up in a place like Guantanamo Bay, where even Mr. Rocco Galati would not be able to get you free. And this is the way that CSIS operates. You know, they deal with threats, they kidnap people, they have people detained, and it's all done behind closed doors, you know, without accountability, and it's all done under the shroud of national security.
كل الناس المسلمين الحمد لله رب العالمين ربنا مسخر لنا الناس وخدمة الناس الناس دايما معانا everybody هنا in this country Muslim help me and life me and life my children and هذا تيسير من الله سبحانه وتعالى.
She goes, we are thankful that we had a lot of help, not only from the Muslim community but others too, including other community, other like organizations and so on. And she is really happy about that, and it's something that she likes about this country and about this community and these people.
I think the biggest challenge that we have faced is people's fear and people's racism, and we see that even in ourselves. I think when we first approached this case, we kind of asked ourselves, well, what if the guy's guilty? But then we realized, well, that's giving into our own fear and our own racism, and it's not asking the question, does this person or any person not have the right to a fair and open trial in which the case against them is made available to them? And in Mr. Jabala's case, it's not. And as we get to know the families involved and more information about the individuals, you see it's very clear that CSIS has no case, and then the question arises, then why are you continuing to pursue this against Mr. Jabala? Well, we still have reason to believe, but we can't reveal why, for national security reasons. There's no accountability. There's no opportunity to test whether or not what they are doing is truthful and credible.
I didn't know anything about the justice system in Canada and so on, but ever since this was happening and stuff, I did get a lot of knowledge. But then it has also brought something to my knowledge, which was before I thought that in Canada there was the complete justice, but it doesn't look like it anymore. It's kind of been twisted around.
I don't think they do have a case, which is why they're hiding behind this secret evidence stuff. So I think what they've been doing with these cases is trying to develop case law to show that in the interest of national security, you can proceed with these gross abuses of people's democratic rights, so that when they start coming around to others, people say, well, see, we already have 10 years of experience in this kind of stuff.
It has made things difficult for me personally. Like, it's not having my dad around is a big thing itself. So yeah, that's, I have my own like personal hardships.
It's almost beyond imagination to be a family whose loved one is in jail as an alleged terrorist and he's in solitary confinement. You can't touch that person, because when you go to the jail to visit them, they're behind a glass window and bars, and they're usually shackled. It's incredibly hard to go out and speak about this, because no doubt CSIS is following you at all times. Other members of the community might not necessarily associate with you for fear that you too will become a target of CSIS. So they're in this really difficult situation. Every day of your life, you wake up in the morning not knowing whether you're father and your husband is going to be sent back to Egypt without ever knowing the reason why. You know, and in the Jabala family, there's 6 kids involved. In the Majub family, there are 2 kids involved.
هيخرج إن شاء الله بأمر الله بإذن الله رب العالمين في خلال أيام. Soon, إن شاء الله يكون out my husband بإذن الله.
She has really big hope that he will be out soon, anytime soon, and she thinks that we're getting to a good.
لأني هو بريء يعني بريء ما عمل شيء لا بلده ولا في غير بلده احنا جينا هنا عشان نربي أطفالنا ونبعد عن مشاكل مصر وبلادنا لكن جينا برضو لأن المشاكل هي يعني same
because he doesn't have anything against him, he hasn't done anything, and the only reason he came here is to have a peaceful life and to live a joyful life with his family, so he shouldn't be in this situation in the first place.
People don't know what's going on. And when you actually say, you know, there's secret trials taking place in Canada, people are shocked to learn about that. And you can do 2 reactions. You can say, well, there's nothing I can do about it, or I'm outraged. We have to do something about it. And so increasingly, like you see in the court today, it's a fairly diverse group of people who have come out to support the family because they found out about the case. And I think that's the biggest tool that we have against CSIS is to actually use exposure and questioning, public questioning about what they're doing. That's the only way we're going to be able to fight this thing.
لأن my husband man very good and everybody like my husband and every time make good work Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And alhamdulillah rabbil alamin yani the community everybody like my husband and like this my family.
Basically she was saying that her husband hasn't done any harm to the community. All he did was good to the community, so it's not like it is the duty of the community to help him out and stand beside him.